Section 3. Expanded Story. Tim lives on a farm in the country. He's a country boy. He was born on a farm and has lived there all his life. He is on his way to visit his cousin, Anna, in the city. This is Tim's first ride on a train. There is much for him to see and a lot for him to learn. Anna and her mother are waiting to meet him at the train station. This is Tim's first visit to the big city. He is very excited. Tim is in Anna's apartment at the top of a tall building. They are on the 15th floor. It is very exciting for Tim to see everything.
Wow! Look at all those buildings! Look at all those cars and buses! The people are so small. They look like ants from up here. You're really lucky, Anna.
Anna sees all those buildings, cars, buses, and people every day. She's a city girl. It's nighttime, and Tim goes to bed early. He traveled a long way to the city, and he is tired. It is midnight. Anna is asleep. Tim is in a big, comfortable bed, but he cannot sleep. Poor Tim. There are a lot of lights. He can hear a fire engine, some police cars, a big motorcycle, and there is a helicopter flying overhead. The city is really noisy at night. In the country, only the animals make a noise at night. They are not very noisy at all. The next morning, they are on the subway. Anna is taking Tim to a roller disco. Tim didn't sleep well, so he is a little tired. There are so many people on the subway. It's dirty and crowded, and they cannot sit down. People get on and off the subway. It is very busy. Tim and Anna have to stand in the train all the way to the roller disco. Tim is getting very tired. Anna is very excited to take her cousin to the roller disco. She wants Tim to have a good time.
"Isn't it great?"
says Anna.
"I come here every week with my friends. Isn't the music wonderful?"
"The music is too loud," says Tim.
"Put on your rollerblades and let's go,"
shouts Anna.
"But everyone is skating so fast. I can't skate that fast."
Tim never goes skating in the country. He can't skate very well. After skating, Anna takes Tim to a cafe for something to drink.
"Did you enjoy the roller disco?"
asks Anna.
"It was okay,"
says Tim.
"I'm so thirsty. I really need this drink."
Tim looks at his colorful drink in the strange-looking glass.
"What's it called?"
asks Tim.
"It's a Timbuktu twist."
"It looks great. How do you drink it?"
Anna shows Tim how to drink his Timbuktu twist with the curly crazy straw. There are no drinks like this in the country. It's getting late. Tim and Anna are walking home. They have to cross a big road. The light changes, so they start to walk across the road. Suddenly, a big yellow taxi turns the corner. It is going too fast, and it almost hits them. The taxi screeches to a stop. It really scares Tim and Anna. The driver is wrong, but he doesn't say sorry. Tim is not very happy in the big city. Anna and Tim are at the apartment. Tim is ready to go home.
"It's time for me to go back to the country," says Tim.
"I hope you had a good time," says Anna.
"It was okay. Thank you. It's your turn to visit me in the country."
"Okay. That sounds wonderful."
Tim is very happy to go back to his home in the country. A few days later, Anna takes the train out of the city and into the country. Anna is visiting Tim in the country for the first time. Tim's father is driving them home from the train station. They are sitting on the back of a farm truck. Anna is happy. She loves animals, so she wants to see the farm.
"Welcome to the country," says Tim.
He wants to show his cousin everything there is to see in the country. At the farm, Anna looks around. She's very excited to be in the country.
"It's so beautiful here," says Anna. "Look at all the animals."
"Yes, we have cows, sheep, chickens, ducks, and a pony called Star," says Tim.
There are not many animals in the city.
"You're so lucky, Tim," says Anna.
She takes out her camera and takes many photos of the farm and all the animals. It is 9 o'clock. People go to bed early in the country. Everyone except Anna is asleep. Her eyes are wide open, but she can't see anything because it is so dark. She can hear the farm animals. This is Anna's first night in the country, and she cannot fall asleep. There's an owl at the window. It makes a sound like a ghost. Anna is afraid. Poor Anna. She is not used to the noises in the country. The next day, Tim and Anna are outside. It's a beautiful day. They woke up very early to feed all the farm animals. Anna never wakes up so early in the city. Tim shows Anna how to ride his pony. Tim rides very well. It looks easy. Now it's Anna's turn, but it's not that easy. The pony jumps around. Anna is a little afraid. She's not very good at riding the pony.
Hold on tight, Anna,
says Tim. Anna doesn't ride a pony in the city. Tim takes his cousin for a walk around the farm. There is a pond on Tim's farm. Tim shows her the pond. He likes to go fishing here. Later, Tim takes Anna out in a boat. They are both fishing.
Are you sure there are fish in this pond?
Asks Anna.
I'm getting bored.
Bored? Just wait a few more minutes.
You must be patient if you want to catch a fish, but Anna doesn't like to wait very long. She's a city girl. Suddenly, Anna's fishing rod starts to move.
Wow! You caught a big one,
says Tim. Anna holds onto her fishing rod. The fish pulls and pulls. Tim wants to help his cousin, but Anna falls into the water.
Help!
She says.
I can't swim.
It's okay. The water isn't deep,
says Tim.
Just stand up.
Tim laughs at his cousin, but Anna isn't very happy. The fish got away, and she is very, very wet. A few days later, Anna leaves the farm. Back at home in the city, Anna calls Tim.
Did you have a good time?
Asks Tim.
It was okay, but I prefer the city,
answers Anna.
You prefer the city, and I prefer the country,
says Tim. They like to visit each other, but they both like to stay in their own homes.
See you, Tim,
says Anna.
Okay, goodbye,
says Tim.